Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful day today. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. Beautiful presence of God here. I just love to go to the back of the church sometimes and worship the Lord with you and to see all of you reaching out to God. How many know our God is the living God? Anybody here happy? We serve the one and true living God. Hallelujah. And so we want to take advantage of these opportunities to introduce people to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen? Okay, this is our last Sunday in the Stepping Out series. On Tuesday, we might throw one more message in this coming Tuesday, so come out to the most important meeting of the week, the Tuesday night prayer meeting, and it'll help us to pray for our Easter season. And this has been such a journey for me. This series has really been a blessing to me in terms of being able to actually just study the different characters of the Bible and the way they lived their lives of faith. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And I want to please Him. I want to please the Lord. And I want to encourage you to live a life to please God. You will not regret that life. That is the best life to live. Is the life that pleases God. Anybody here want to please God? Come on, put your hands together if you want to please the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, so today is Hebrews chapter 11, beginning with just one verse, verse 30. And it says, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell. Now remember, when we're reading in the book of Hebrews, one verse is telling you an entire story. So this is many, many chapters in the Bible, the story of Joshua, the story of them crossing over into the promised land, and now the first huge obstacle, the taking down of the stronghold of Jericho. The Bible says, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell. After, everyone say after. After the army had marched around them for 7 days. The stronghold came down, the obstacle came down, but only after the army had marched around them for 7 days. The title of today's message is Faith Fights. Because if you're going to take hold of what God has for you in 2025, if you're going to see the breakthrough, if we're going to see marriages restored, people healed, children rise up and serve God, children put into great places because the children of the righteous will be mighty in the land, if we're going to see the gospel go forth in power, if we're going to see the kingdom of God advance among us, how many know it will take a fight because real faith fights? Listen to me. Real faith fights. And we have to fight the good fight of faith. Let me put it to you the way, look at what the Apostle Paul said. He says, join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. And then he says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. If we're going to live for God, guess what? We have to fight the good fight. Every one of us has a fight to fight. And it should be the good fight of faith. He says, now there's in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Anybody here longing for the day that Jesus comes back? Hallelujah. Well, can I tell you something? If you long for that, then you will fight until that day happens. Real faith fights the good fight. Every Christian has a fight to fight. And here's what I want to do before we pray in the application points, are pretty simple and hopefully quick. But I want to personalize this before we pray. Okay, so I brought a book with me that I happen to be reading right now. This book is a 365-day devotional by A.W. Tozer. A.W. Tozer is a great man of God who's really marked my life. I could just sit here and tell you the different books that I've read of his. And I've had this, and I read my Bible. By the way, devotionals are great, but always read your Bible. So when I'm done reading my Bible, then I'll pick this up, and this is for the Christian leaders. So I want to read an example of something that speaks to my fight, okay? Could we throw this up? So this is like a devo for Christian leaders, and he puts a prayer in it, and listen to this. Save me from the error of judging a church by its size, its popularity, or the amount of its yearly offering. Help me to remember that I am a prophet, not a promoter, not a religious manager, but a prophet. Let me never be a slave to crowds. Heal my soul of carnal ambition and deliver me from the itch for publicity. People who stand in this pulpit, this is the kind of stuff that they struggle with, all of us, right? We can get carnal, we can become ungodly, we can move towards pleasing people instead of pleasing God, right? So listen to this. He says, save me from the bondage to things. Let me not waste my days puttering around the house. A little bit more. Lay thy terror upon me, O God, and drive me to the place of prayer where I may wrestle with principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. Deliver me from overeating and late sleeping. Teach me self-discipline that I may be a good soldier of Christ. Listen to this. Pray that I may be willing to let my Christian experience and my Christian standards cost me something right down to the last gasp, to the very last breath. And so someone like myself, Pastor Dave, Pastor Jose, we have to pray, God, keep us on track. Keep us faithful. God, no matter what's going on, no matter what battles, we all have our fight. This is part of our fight. This is part of the good fight. Not worrying about what people think, but worrying about what God thinks. Right? So listen, here's my question. What's your fight? What's your fight? Do you know what your good fight is? Are you fighting the good fight or are you fighting the wrong fight? I spoke on Friday to at Parents Corner, and we were talking about raising kids. And let me tell you something. If you're a parent and you have teenagers, or preteens, guess what? You are fighting the fight of faith, right? And parenting is a fight. It's a spiritual fight. And I was telling them, look, when we pray, we win, you know? But there's others, right? There are women here and women in the world, but women right here who we're going to talk, kind of say it plain today. Right? So there are women here whose husbands are not really leading the way. And so they're fighting the good fight. They're trying to do what the Bible says in Peter. Be godly. Be holy. Don't get bitter. You know, be kind and gentle and all of the above. And fight the good fight and believe God to bring them around. And that's the fight. But listen, there are men here who love the Lord. And you know what? Their wife is not really being cooperative. You know, we don't say this much, but I'm going to say it today. Okay? Their wife is not being so cooperative. She's slipping into the flesh. And he's trying to do the right thing, but I want this or I want that. And he's like, no, we got to do it this way. That's a fight. Marriage at times, and it goes back and forth. Marriage is a fight of faith. It's a fight to honor God. It's a fight to serve God. It's a fight to do things God's way. Single people fighting the good fight, not to give in to the temptations of this world, not to go the way of the world, not to give in to the pressures of this world. Do you know your fight, and are you fighting the good fight? This is a big deal, brothers and sisters. We all have a fight to fight. People who struggle because of things of the past. And your whole life is being shaped by it. Can I tell you something? We had a wedding here yesterday. And one of our staff members, her name is Doris. I actually was sharing this in staff meeting. I have so much love and respect for her. You know, she got married yesterday. We got a picture. Do we have this picture? Come on, they just got, woo! She was Doris Negron, now she's Doris Pagan, right? And, you know, so she has fought such a terrific fight. She lost her daughter in December of 21, after a significant bout with cancer. And man, we prayed and we wept and we believed God. The Lord took her home. And her loss became her Jericho. You see, for her to keep trusting God, to keep loving God, to not get bitter, to not shut down, to not say this terrible loss took place, God doesn't love me or God is not faithful. I watched her fight the good fight. See, the strongholds came down after the army. Are you in the army? Are you a soldier today? Because guess what soldiers do? Soldiers dress up every day and they go fight. Civilians get to run away, but soldiers, they got to go fight. You understand? I watched her do it. I watched her pray. I watched her weep. I watched her cry. But I watched her keep on going. And when people are in, she has a hospital ministry. And I watched her go to the hospitals and minister to people and come in and say, how are you doing? Say, man, I'm going through it. But I believe God. I praise God. I honor God. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, no one who looks to him will ever be put to shame. When you fight the good fight, he will bless you. He will reward you. Hallelujah. And not just when we get to heaven in this life. Brothers and sisters, fight the good fight. Don't give up today if you're in a battle. Put your uniform on and fight the good fight, because if God be for us, who can be against us? The strongholds will come down in the name of Jesus. But it takes faith to fight. Real faith. And I want to pray for all of us. I want to pray that today would be the day that we set aside every excuse. Okay? And that we remember, no matter what you're going through, somebody else has gone through it as well. But with faith. And I know this is a challenging word, you know, because life is real, hardship is real. You know, the Bible doesn't teach like name it and claim it and everything is easy. He said in this life, you'll have many troubles, but take heed because I have overcome the world. He always leads us in triumph. Somebody say amen to that. But look, it takes a fight. So I want to pray right now. And I really pray that, I'm just being candid with you, man. I just feel Jesus coming back so soon. You know, he's coming back so soon. You know, we got to get serious about serving Jesus. And I pray that people who are struggling with like one day civilian, one day soldier, I'm praying that no more civilian. I'm praying that whatever that thing is, and you'll see as we unpack this, I'm praying that we would tap into grace. You see, I'll read a couple verses to you in a moment. The battle belongs to the Lord. You see, the battle belongs to the Lord. But it takes faith. So come on, let's put our hands on our heart right now. If you're watching online, put your hands on your heart. God, I pray today that we would be filled with faith to fight the good fight. I pray, Lord, that your word, your spirit would go out. And even if we find ourselves, Lord, literally feeling like we're at the ends of the earth, that, Lord, we would draw near to you and that we would put our uniform back on and that we would fight. God, I pray for faith that fights, because when we fight, we win. And so bless your people today. God, do whatever you got to do in us to baptize us with courage, with commitment, oh God, with eyes that look higher than just what's in front of us, but knowing, oh God, that your reward is with you. And you're coming back with your reward in your hand. So bless this word. Bless this church. Bless Philadelphia Tabernacle. Bless Chicago Tabernacle. Bless this congregation, Lord, and our families and our children, Lord. We want to be a different kind of people. We want to have a different spirit like Joshua and Caleb, Lord. Even in their latter years, oh God, they were fighting the good fight. So do it by your mighty power. Bless our hearts, our minds, our spirits to fight the good fight of faith. In the mighty name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen, amen, hallelujah. Come on, let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So remember, brothers and sisters, it is the good fight of faith. The good fight of faith is defined by the Bible and its principles, by the word. And a lot of people get derailed because you're fighting in the flesh instead of fighting in the spirit. So we're talking about fighting in the spirit. We're talking about fighting the way God says to fight, right? Not the way we want to fight, but the way God says to fight. Amen? So there are many, many things that we could talk about this story. What story is this talk? After the Israelites left Egypt, they were stuck in the desert, in the wilderness, for about 40 years. Why? because they didn't want to cross over into the promised land and fight. It was all about a fight. They missed the blessing of God because they said there's giants in the land. And after God, you know, literally breaks the back of Pharaoh right before their eyes, does all of those miracles, they couldn't believe God to take down the giants that they saw in the land, except for really Joshua and Caleb. And so 40 years go by, and now it's time for them to step in. And when they go to step in, they start to exercise faith. They cross over. Their first major battle was Jericho. Jericho was this incredible stronghold. It was a city whose walls were just the walls of the city were big enough for horses to go around it on chariots. Okay, so we're talking walls that were super high, walls that were super thick, and no one had ever taken down Jericho. It was a massive stronghold. They felt like no one can beat us, and most people felt like no one can take down Jericho, but Jericho had to be taken down. And here's what you need to understand, right? So God was taking them from here to there. And Jericho was basically in the way. If they didn't take down Jericho, right, then if they just chose to go past Jericho, any time that they would be fighting enemies, they would be vulnerable to these enemies at their back. You see? And so Jericho had to be taken out. Jericho was part of their inheritance. Jericho was this huge obstacle, but it had to be dealt with. And God said, I want you to go march around that wall with the army, right? March around for 7 days. And on the last day, after you march around seven times, blow the trumpet. And when you blow those trumpets and when you give a shout, then I'm going to move from heaven and I'm going to knock that thing down. I'm going to blow down those walls that no one else can blow down. How many know our God is able? Our God can tear down any wall, every wall. Walls of hurt, walls of separation, walls of addiction, walls of whatever you might call it, walls of fear, walls of doubt. Every kind of wall can be torn down. There is no stronghold that God can't tear down. So he did it. The walls came down and they took Jericho. And this is now one of the great acts of faith. And this was put in the Bible for you and I, so that we could be instructed on how to fight the good fight of faith. And so, number one, how do we fight this good fight of faith? Number one, faith fights with courage. Everybody say courage. Courage. Faith fights with courage, and you have to have the courage to tackle the big obstacle. You see, every one of us has big obstacles. And by the way, I used to think when I was younger that I was going to get to a place in God that there would no longer be obstacles. But boy, was I wrong. You see, we fight until the very end. And you wake up on any given day and you're minding your own business and you're doing right. And before you know it, the enemy brings a storm at you. And listen, there's no time for pity parties. You can't say, woe is me, and why is it so difficult? Guess what we got to do? We got to put on our uniform, and we have to what? We have to fight. Everybody say fight. Fight. You got to fight. No one gets a pass on fighting, and faith fights with courage. And how do we define courage? Courage means that you go after the obstacle that God is telling you to go after. Don't go after what He's not telling you to go after. Don't go after what you think you can handle. Go after what God is telling you. When God says, tackle this Jericho, tackle this stronghold in your life, go after that and fight it until the walls come down, because greater is He that is in us, and He will knock it down. I heard this, I read this in the last couple of weeks. I couldn't remember exactly. I tried looking for it. But listen to this, right? Our biggest rewards are usually on the other side of tackling our biggest challenges. So we want so many rewards, but we don't want to tackle the big challenge. One of the things I'm praying is that even as I speak, that the Lord would begin to remind you of what your big challenge is. You know, all of us are different. All of us have structural weaknesses. Someone, your challenge might be just being lazy. You don't want to fight. You don't want the conflict. You don't want the bother. You love being comfortable. Do you realize that some people's faith stops at the shoreline of discomfort and inconvenience? See, I won't fight that because that's going to mess with my schedule. I'm not going to serve in the church. I'm not going to give, or I'm not going to go pray for someone, or that's going to mess with my comfortable life. Let me tell you something. We'll be comfortable in heaven right here, right now. It's time to fight. You got to fight. And can I tell you, God is going to hold you accountable for these words. I said it to you. I told you. Live for God now. You know, listen to the Holy Spirit. If you listen to the Holy Spirit, He will lead you and He will guide you. Sometimes we set our limits based on our current obstacle rather than based on what God has said or what God is saying. We had a very, very interesting staff meeting. One of our members of our church spoke to our staff. His name is Nick. And Nick stood right here. Like, think about it. We've been on this journey of 20-something years. But how many know God's not finished? You know what he said? I was like, this was like refreshing to me. So the Devo was, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. And he was saying, we got to pray violent prayers. Okay, why? Because it's a fight. And he's like, we got to pray violent prayers. And we got to go after things in the spirit realm. We got to really, really fight. And then he sat right there. I wasn't in the moment, but I heard he came. He was right here. And he said, you see that wall? Okay, everybody turn around and look at that wall. Come on, just a quick look. You see that wall? That wall is just half of this sanctuary. Right? And it's a full house. And second service is typically more full than first service, typically. You know? And he said, we have to pray against that wall. That wall mocks me. He said, it mocks me, and I'm praying against that wall. That wall needs to come down. Are you part of the army here at Chicago Tabernacle? That wall should mock you, and that wall must come down. Come on, somebody say amen. In the name of Jesus, come down. Come down. Come down in Jesus' name. But it takes an army. It takes sacrifice. It takes prayer. Like, we want to see the supernatural take place in our time. If you want to see the supernatural, like I've always prayed, I said, Lord, I want my children, and now I say this for my grandchildren, Lord, I want them to see what happened in the book of Acts, and that night when they were praying and the Spirit came down in fire and they were baptized. I want baptized grandbabies. I want baptized teenagers. I want my children baptized. I want your children. We're going to pray until the Spirit comes down in the name of Jesus. And if we have to pray, God, shake us from our compromise, we'll pray that. Shake us from our sleeping state, we will pray that. Awaken your people so that they understand it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the living God. In that passage, it says, I was awakened like someone awakened in a dream. God has to wake us up to fight. We got to fight the good fight of faith, but it takes courage. And I'm almost done with this. And let me say this. Everyone has a Jericho. And stop ignoring your Jericho. What's your Jericho? Stop thinking that you can bypass that Jericho and fight other fights. If you're fighting other fights, then you're fighting the wrong fight. And listen, this is very, very important to us as a body, as an army. I want to read this to you, right? The Bible says, the Lord says to Joshua, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you, come on, three words, wherever you go. One more time, three words, ready? Wherever you go. Whatever room you're walking into, whatever the situation, wherever, don't act like God is not in your life. Come on, how many know he's right there, he's with us, he's for us, and he will fight. I don't have the slide for it, but listen to this. At that time, this was Moses. It says, at that time I commanded Joshua. This is right before Joshua went in. He says, you have seen with your own eyes all that the Lord your God has done to these two kings. And listen to what he said to Joshua before Joshua went in. He said, the Lord will do the same to all the kingdoms over there where you are going. Do not be afraid of them. The Lord God himself will fight for you. That's Deuteronomy 3, 21 and 22. God will fight for you. But listen, you're here. The obstacle is there. And a lot of us, we'll say, go get him, God. It's not the way it works. It's not the way it works. When you show up to fight, right? David said, praise be to the living God, right? Who trains my fingers for battle and my hands for war. We fight with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left. The word of God in one hand, the praises of God in our left. See, one of the reasons why I look at the way you worship, because let me tell you something, if you don't know how to praise God, if you don't know how to shout in the Spirit, you don't know how to fight. You see, you got to be able to go up against that Jericho when you're in private. Not with pastor holding your hand. I can't hold your hand. Okay? Not with your leader or your, how many know you got obstacles? You need to go home and you need to face that obstacle in the Spirit and say, in the name of Jesus, I pray the Lord Most High. I praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Take this down in Jesus' name. And watch it happen. You know, we've told my wife's story about how we prayed. I was in the prayer meeting. I'll never forget telling that story years ago. I love this. So this was years ago. We were in Omaha, and there was this elderly couple, right? These were like real seniors. And one of their kids, who was an adult, was away from God. And they told me afterwards, I don't know, we just testified. If they could send me a keyboard player, we testified, and they They went in their living room, okay, like grandma and grandpa basically, held their hands, and they started to shout, right? I don't know how strong their voices were. But let me tell you, the Bible says, call upon me in the day of trouble. Your spirit can make a roar before the throne room of grace. And they began to make a roar before the throne of grace. Help us, Jesus. Reach, reach, reach our daughter. Arrest her. And on and on and on. And they, you know what? Week went by. Guess who came knocking? Guess who's serving the Lord today? Come on, he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Takes courage. Don't leave here without identifying what it is and without making a commitment to go knock that thing down. Okay? Like, this is practical. Like, don't leave here like, oh, I don't understand. Do you understand? Faith looks at the obstacle, and faith says, that's what I'm going after. And I'm going after it not because I'm strong, but because my God is strong, because my God is able. And I'm not going to say there's giants in the land. What did David say? You come at me with sword and spear, but I come at you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. And today I'm going to give your carcass to the birds. Today we're going to cut you down. It doesn't matter how big you are, Goliath. Our God is able to take down every Goliath. I declare it to you in the name of Jesus. Be courageous. Take courage and fight. The good fight. Go home and march around that Jericho. Then very quickly, right? Here's the second thing about fighting the good fight. Faith fights with wisdom. I was actually talking to the parents about this. Faith fights with wisdom. It's not just boldness. But what I mean by wisdom is there is divine direction. God gave them a divine strategy. So the reason why you have to get in the Spirit, you got to read your Bible. Fill yourself with the Bible. The Bible is arming you. Okay? But the reason why you got to get in the Spirit is because... Wow, someone left this here for me. Thank you. See this Bible right here? It's because when you read the Bible, there are divine instructions in here. Now the Holy Spirit can take the word and begin to direct you. No one on the planet would have come up with a march around the city for 7 days. And then on the seventh day, march around 7 times and then shout. That strategy would have only come from one person, the living God. Come on, somebody say amen. And so faith knows that God's wisdom is backed by his power. You see? Faith knows that God's wisdom is backed by his power, and there is a divine strategy. The solutions, the victory is in following God by faith. So if you get close enough to God, he starts to tell you, no, no, don't go left, go right. No, 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 don't say anything or say something or go or pick up the phone. Or whatever it is, God knows how to lead you there, and you're not going to be alone. He's actually going to give you the divine strategy. He told them, here's the way I want you to do this. Does anybody believe that God has a strategy for your stronghold? Come on, do you believe God has a strategy for your stronghold? faith fights to get a hold of that strategy. It says, lead me, guide me. You know, two quick examples and then we'll close. So I heard this, I was just delighted by something I heard about the March Madness. You know, arguably this has been for a couple years now, the top NBA prospect of the coming draft, his name is, Cooper Flagg, right? So he plays for Duke, and this dude is a beast. Like, I don't really watch basketball, but I've read about it, right? So this guy's considered the best player in the nation. And in one of the games, although they lost last night, but in one of the games on the way to the Final Four, a Cooper jumped up and he passed the ball, and his coach, John Shire, who played in the NBA and was a real beast, I think Pastor Jake actually played against him in high school maybe. Anyway, he's the coach, and he starts really getting on Cooper Flagg's case. You know, don't leave your feet when you pass the ball. I don't know anything about basketball. Apparently, when you pass the ball in basketball, you're not supposed to be in the air or whatever. And he's like giving them the business. Cooper Flagg, the number one, the best this, the best that. He's like blasting him right in the court, national television. And Cooper's coming by and he's giving him the business. And guess what Cooper Flagg said? You ready? Everybody ready? He said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Even the best can be directed. Come on. Even the best need to be led. Everybody needs to be led. Everybody needs to be led by the Holy Spirit. And look, the leading of the Holy Spirit is spiritual. You're not going to read it in a book. You're not going to get it in a seminar on principles and all that. The specific leading of the Holy Spirit comes from the Holy Spirit. And so you want to develop the kind of life of faith that you're seeking God so that the voice of God begins to speak to you. And he's saying, go this way or that way, go here or there, say this or don't say this. There are specific assignments, directives from the Holy Spirit to those who are engaged in the fight. It takes real wisdom, but God wants to give you the wisdom. God wants to give you and I the strategies. How many know it doesn't matter how big those obstacles are, our God is able and his wisdom is backed by his power. How many believe his wisdom is backed by his power? So I want to pray today. I know there's a challenge in this. You know, there's a challenge in this, and I'm going to tell you why there's a challenge in this. Because people can fight with you, but no one can really fight for you. You know? And honestly, when the soldiers, look, when you as a soldier fail to take your place on the battlefield, you know the other soldiers are affected too. We all have a role to play in the kingdom of God. But we have to say, here I am, Lord. Here I am, God. In my mind, look, it doesn't even matter if you struggle with fear. Right? If fear is your obstacle, come and say, God, you haven't given me a spirit of fear. I need a spirit exchange right now. You know, maybe you've been impacted by trauma. You know, maybe your trauma keeps coloring your traumatic past, it dims your prophetic blessed future. So God needs to deal with that. It's an obstacle. If we draw near to God, He draws near to us. God wants to, we need a fighting spirit. Anybody here wants a fighting spirit? Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, stand to your feet.